Oh, hello.
Got it. Okay.
Johnny Delirious.
I
I
hear
love
me?
that name.
Okay.
Hey, Steve.
How are you?
I'm super
Hello,
duper
Gio.
good.
Hey. I'll be with you in a couple of minutes. I'm just
Hey, Sandra.
getting myself.
And Lois.
Recording in. Good afternoon.
Johnny, where are you from?
I'm from south of Dallas. I'm in the country.
Woohoo!
Yes, ma'am.
What a nice place to be. I've always wanted to go to Texas. Hey, Larry.
Is
Hello,
this
everybody.
Pat?
Hey, guys.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well, never mind that. Okay.
Better.
Hey. Hi, Gio.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good.
Give me
Everybody.
about a minute here.
A minute? Okay. It's got to happen.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. This just got to happen and things have to unfold.
Yeah, for sure. Does anybody have anything they want to add or the stuff that's going to be coming down shortly?
I've got a question.
Yes.
Is there any particular website or number of websites that talk about new technology coming down? Like,
Yep.
where did you get that technology about the healing the soil? I mean, I'd like to start looking into some of those things since we're on the cusp here of
Steve.
going ahead.
Steve.
I beg your pardon?
So
Steve.
Steve's got it.
Steve.
Steve, yeah.
Well, so for me, it wasn't really a website.
Okay.
So I've been in meetings.
Oh.
So when we created that company that I talked about, I did about 150 meetings with 150 different companies,
Nice.
people with different technologies, and we still are doing meetings. I had a meeting on Friday
Okay.
with a bioremediation company that has a bacteria enzyme that will do similar, Lois, to what I talked about with the glyphosate and Roundup and healing the soil, but this one's more for hydrocarbons.
Yep.
And we're going to be doing some experiments with their product to do a salt. Because one of the things people always wonder, well, they really don't know about the oil and gas industry when they talk about remediation and oil field remediation, they always think about bad stuff, oil, BTEX, diesel, all kinds of different things, hydrocarbon based. But 60% of the remediation that needs to be done in the world is not hydrocarbon, it's actually salt. Salt brine, salt coming out of the well. And there's really nothing on the market right now to handle the salt. But we believe, and I believe, I've created a process with their enzyme whereby we can heal the soil with the salt. Because it's been done in a golf agricultural setting, and the guys didn't even know what they were doing. It just was an accident. They have no idea what had happened. And so they, I've already got the engineers all set up, ready to go. And we're going to try to figure out what actually happened. I talked to the chemist. He really doesn't know what happened either. But yeah, salt is a huge thing. But like I said, sorry to drone on, but for
No.
me, it was meetings, right? Meeting with different companies, meeting with different people. And not just for the past 2 years, but for the past 6 years, because I had a plant-based chemistry company, right? So it's people that you've met along the way with different technologies. So there's no real website to go per se. Yeah.
That wasn't a mistake that that happened. To them, it
No.
was a mistake.
Exactly. But
Yeah.
the crazy thing is, Larry, they show me pictures, right, of this tea box that was completely, there was no grass on it. And they had a, there was a pond that had either a salinity or an alkalinity issue. They didn't quite know what it was, but this pond had leached onto the, it had leached onto the tee box and it killed all the grass. So they came in and they sprayed their enzyme on it. And I don't know, they don't remember if they just sprayed the tee box, whether they sprayed the pond, they don't really know, but all of a sudden all the grass grew back. And I'm like, you guys do
all of a sudden, that'd be good.
Like that is like world changing when it comes to environmental remediation, right? Well, 3 months later, after talking to their chemist and everything, they forgot what they did. They forgot it even happened. They can't even find the pictures that they showed me. So I'm like, okay. So we're going to do the experiments anyway and see what we can do with that enzyme. But yeah, sorry to take up all the airtime, but I had with those guys, the bioremediation guys, it was a very interesting conversation because we're busy talking away. And I can't remember what happened in the conversation, but they mentioned it just went in an RV situation, like a scenario. And the one gentleman that owns the bioremediation company, he said something and it triggered me. And I'm like, are you talking about the RV? He's like, yes. I'm like, oh. I'm like,
he knows.
And then so I said, well, can you explain a little bit more? And so he tells me about these meetings that he's been in. And it's Spruce Grove. So Spruce Grove is a smaller city just west of where I live in Edmonton. And it's really small. Like I'm talking 12,000 people or something like that, right? So here we are. We're going to call it the middle of nowhere. At least I'm calling it the middle of nowhere. And he's in the meetings where he brings up Kim Gogan. Now, I don't know if anyone's heard of Kim Gogan, but
yeah, I don't like her.
I haven't heard good things about Kim Gogan, but he explains how she's got them getting organized and they're creating this company and they need a sergeant of arms and they need this, 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 and this. And then she's going to provide all of the funding for the humanitarian stuff. And I'm like, oh, she is? He's like, well, yeah, she's got control of all of the cabal's money. And I'm like, I don't think that's accurate. But so I explained to him what we are looking at doing, what we're looking, I explained the RV to him because he really didn't understand it. And I said, why wouldn't you fund it yourself by currency? And he didn't even know he could do that, right? So I just thought it was just the craziest thing to be in a meeting to do with bioremediation with a company from Spruce Grove, Alberta. And I get into a conversation with the RV, and now they're gonna be working with us on humanitarian cleanup and the remediation side and everything, right? So
nice.
it's just crazy. I don't know. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, I like cool. that.
You know how the humanitarians can be attracted to you.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, we have a way of magnetizing ourselves together somehow.
So Mike is on Telegram, and I did give him World Benevolence Group. So I don't know. I haven't seen him that he's joined yet. But Gio, as Johnny has said, and everyone has said, you've done a yeoman's work at getting all of this information onto the website that we can look at and use. So, and I'd said that to Mike. I said, go on their website, go on Telegram, and there's so much information there about this, about what we can do and what's out there and how we're able to work together.
I actually have a lot more to put up there, but I haven't had the time to get it up there. I got probably double to triple more to put up. I just haven't had the time. Mm-hmm. But I am working on a couple other small little projects as well. So one of the things I'm trying to get going is an interactive world map where we can put our location where we were living at the time. You don't have to put an address or anything like that. Just a username and then a flag. That's all we need. Nice. And we'll have an idea.
Well, you're gonna have to get a GPS to keep track of me because I'm gonna be traveling all over the place.
Now he's here. My location, tri-location, quad location.
Oh, wow. As soon as the money comes in, I'm moving. So could you come and help me? I don't have that much.
Hi, Dr. Johnny.
Oh, hey, Luna. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm very well, very grateful. A lot of gratitude right now.
Oh, that's beautiful. Beautiful. We all should be in gratitude all the time, right?
Well, there's so many good things that have been happening and everybody focuses on the bad things and yet there's so many good things happening too. Yeah. And I don't know, my patients, my students, everybody's just taking off and doing much better and I'm doing better. And then I found World, Benevolence Group. And then I'm like, wow. And so everything's just getting better and I'm just so grateful.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Well, we love having
you. Good afternoon.
Hi, Val.
Yeah, hi. Actually, we have a couple new members here. I thought we could all say
hello.
Hi, Val. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. I appreciate the invitation.
Thank you for joining us.
It was excellent. Yeah, very excited about everything that's developing and really what's coming. This is an extraordinary time. I feel it in my heart. And in my soul, and so many things are lining up, and there's tremendous work ahead.
Yes, there is. So, but thank God that we found each other, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Right. The vibration, right?
It makes everybody. It a lot better. It makes it a lot better. But more importantly, according to Archangel Michael and just about any ascended master, if you would listen to any channels, groups are what this world is about, okay?
Right.
It's unity. It's unity. And it means that we have to come together, for a common goal, which is humanity, right? Yep. And whatever is good for humanity. So we are blessed to have found each other. And I love hearing all the stories of how people came and found WBG because the angels told me when I started it two years ago, I got up and told George, I don't think you know the story, that my angels were telling me it's time to get a group together because there are literally people out there trying to find you. And I didn't at the time really understand what that meant. But as soon as we started and people started to find us and we kept hearing the same theme, I don't know how I found you. I just kind of found you. And it's like one story after another, they were all exactly the same. I don't know how I found you, but I know how they found us because that was already told to me 2 years ago that there were people looking for us. So you are part of our family.
Excellent.
You found your spiritual family. You all have answered Archangel Michael's call. Okay. Yeah,
thank you. There's a lot of us out there. I belong to, here in California, a group associated with Simon Parks and Connecting Consciousness. And there's two different groups here in Southern California. Same thing. It's like everybody said, Gal, you seem like we're really in the minority when we're not. We just have not joined together as a group.
That's right.
And there's tremendous power in the connection, the association, the free expression, anything that comes from the heart. That's going to benefit mankind is a tremendous calling. I mean, it's my wife and I are both super excited, honored to be here at this time. So anyway, I acknowledge you for what you've done. For first of all, listening to the inspiration to start a group and to bring people together. So that's a job well done.
Neither George nor I ever wanted to be in the limelight. Not because I can't talk, because clearly
you don't have a problem.
I'm a communicator. So it's not because of that. It's just, I never wanted to be the psychic on television, telling people that's just not my thing. I wanted to wake people up. That's all. I just wanted them to recognize the power that they came in with. right? That this world just kept, you know, pushing down, 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 right? So that make you feel really small. And I wanted to build them up and make them remember who they are. And I've spent the last four decades doing that in every way that came to me, how to do it. And, you know, this is a new time. I mean, we're going into a new age. So I had to change. George had to change, you know, in order to, you know, we had to get out of our comfort zone, what we thought was our comfort zone, and, you know, spread ourselves out a bit more. But rewards, which is each and every one of you, and the work that we're going to do in the future is, wow, it's just like, I have no words for that. I'm so excited. I can't even articulate how excited I am. So bless just, you it's all.
The hardest thing is being patient. You know?
Oh yeah, but that's what this whole path thing is all about, isn't it?
Yeah,
it teaches really is. You patience in every way. So, but the thing with when people say, "Oh, I'm impatient," but if you have faith and you know that you are on a path and you've been led there, then we know that there's a plan for us.
Yeah,
and literally for each and every one of us, but collectively as humanitarians, light workers, there is a greater plan. And we are just now starting to find out what that greater plan is. And, you know, more of it's to be revealed as we're continuing our work, right? New people, you know, they're going to put in front of us everything and everyone, just like Steve was saying, just, you know, whoever we need, whatever we need, it's going to manifest.
Right.
It's just going to manifest for us. We are not going to have any problems doing any of our projects. I believe everything's going to go clear, you know, like bang, 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 right?
Yeah. Luna, can you do a reboot? Looks like you have a lot of clicking going on your...
Yeah, there's clicking somewhere.
It's your earrings hitting the mic. That's what it is. It's your earrings.
It's my earrings. You're right.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it is.
That's what it is. Okay, good.
So question. So the purpose of this call, besides introduction and getting to, you know each other better, was currencies and bonds. So it is, do you normally follow an agenda on these calls, or is it sort of open discussion?
What we normally try to do is in the beginning, we try to answer a few currency and bond questions, if there are any. Then we try to, you know, if there's any recent information that we can add. And after that, we sort of just chat along and whatever topics come along.
Okay.
They usually relate it, and sometimes they're not. But and when they're not, they go and do some really interesting conversations into different directions. So they're all sort of related.
Yeah.
So Luna initially on an email, I believe, asked if I was a currency holder and all that. Yeah. So I'm definitely that. So I'm just waiting, like everybody else that has currency and Zim bonds, waiting for the, you know, redemption and exchange. And my gut tells me we got to be close, just with all the activity around everywhere. Yeah. Right.
Something to do with Evergrande. If they don't pay their debt or whatever, it's going to crash, right? So we know that the crash is this week. It's going to happen this week. I truly believe it will happen this week, but certainly this month, because in the past they've always, it's always crashed in October, right?
Yeah, I was kind of surprised that they voted and passed the debt extension deal. You know, I thought that was going to bring about a collapse. I mean, there's so many things that are like basically lined up, audits, Durham report, there's so many different things, but the flood, everything's downstream from the Three Gorges Dam, right? All of the ships, here in California, we've got, you can see them from the coast, all of the container ships. But those, from what I understand, that there's not a shortage of supplies as there is a prevention of having the container ships offloaded. There's some protection, I believe, from what I understand, that they have to go into, just like the the Ever Given that was in the Suez Canal, you know, that was a convoy of, I think, 29 ships. That was just one ship that was highlighted, but there was 29 ships, and they found a bunch of exotic hardware besides, you know, humans on there. But, you know, what's happening, they also said that, that they needed to take precautions in terms of offloading these ships here in on both coasts. Because they're apparently they're in the final stages. The black, the dark side is in the final stages, right? So they're not gonna, they're gonna, if they were willing to take down humanity before, why wouldn't they do that all the way to the end? So I don't, I think that these ship, these container ships, I think they need to take their time, whatever they need to do to exhaust the cabal, the resources till it's completely like, deleted. And then you bring down the financial markets to before you kick off the RV and the currency, global currency reset. I think all that stuff is, they really need to proceed with caution than to proceed with speed.
And one of the things I think is happening with those container ships on either side of the ponds, I believe what they're doing there is they are searching those vessels, correct? But the other thing I think they're doing, I mean, other than the produce and that kind of stuff, or fresh vegetables and that kind of stuff, I believe they're holding them, all these container ships, back on purpose so that we can have the reset. And all the container ships and all the new products can come on in under the new,
new
country. Yeah.
Right.
That's true. Yeah.
I believe that's what they're trying to do there.
Yeah. Good one, George.
Yeah. You know, so I think we're close, but how close? I'm not sure. Probably within a week or two. Probably.
Yeah.
If not sooner.
Days. Just days.
Yeah. There's I think there's something like a month ago, there was something like 75 ships off Long Beach, LA, which is at the rate that they can offload those container ships, that's like a week, less than a week's worth of work.
Wow. So so many ships is going to take days and days or weeks, but that's that fast?
Yeah, they said 27 to 30, they can offload 27 to 31 ships a day.
Wow.
Yeah, so I did the research on that, and I was surprised. I thought it was going, oh my God, this has got to be a month or something like that. No, they're pretty efficient at what they do.
Wow, yeah.
You see the pictures of the boats, like whatever.
Yeah.
There's like so many of them. It's crazy. Yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah, that's really good news.
Yeah, you see the pictures, and then it stimulates the conversation in the mind. Like, it's got to be a lot.
Yeah.
But, you know, as of a month ago, literally, there were 73 ships, and, you know, some of them were adrift and some of them were anchored. And so so basically that's what they're waiting. As soon as they turn it back on, if they would turn it back on, it would be about a week's amount of time to get those containers off. And then all of a sudden that distribution, you know, they got to go through customs. Then it's got to get on that, you know, inland distribution network, you know, with all the trucking and everything. So anyway.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Good news.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so we have a couple Roseanne, other. Debbie, Roxanne, iPhone.
Roseanne, yeah.
Yeah.
And iPhone. So yeah. Hello to you.
Yeah, yeah. Hello. And you want to say hello, where you're from, et cetera. Luna and I are from Canada.
Yeah.
There's a few people here from Canada.
And Anne Marie.
Anne-Marie's from Canada.
Me.
Yeah, Nicola is from Lois. Canada. And Lois are from Canada.
Steve is from West Coast.
Yeah.
And that's it. I think that's all the Canadians. The rest are American.
Yeah. Yeah, very good.
I'm from South Carolina.
And Nicola.
Yeah.
She's Canadian.
I'm from New York.
Oh, hello, Roseanne.
Yeah.
Hi.
Well, nice of you to join us.
Yeah.
Lovely to meet you.
Yeah.
You too.
Yeah. Do you have any questions for the currencies or bond questions?
Not at the moment. Just kind of.
Okay. All right. Have you
on board?
Val and actually Roseanne and anyone else, if iPhone. If have you looked at that 40-page document?
No, download? I haven't, not yet.
Okay, you know which one I'm referring to, though, right?
No, I'm pretty new to this. This is okay. My first time on, and
okay, I'll repost it again shortly in main chat and Telegram. But it's basically the 40-page document is a something I put together a while ago. Now, about every year I do a revision to it, but generically it is a generic process to fit all processes together. The idea is that everyone's situation is slightly different, whether you're a bond holder or currency or just a currency holder, it doesn't really matter. The 40-page document will fit or should fit all circumstances. And it's got a lot of extra paperwork in there and examples, and it's the whole process right from start to finish. So it'll guide you through the whole redemption exchange process. Yeah,
it gives you a lot of examples and
It's a little bit of a read, but it'll be worth going through.
So George, okay. how do you develop that process? How do you develop that process when we've never really done this before?
Okay, good question. All right. Okay, so
that's a question.
No, that's an excellent question. So,
I'm kidding.
Yeah, so the answer is very simple for me. I've been in this game probably pushing 12 years now. And over the years, I've seen some pretty, all the information come through across, you know, my eyes. And so what I've done is I've taken the majority of that information and put it into a document, whether it be right or wrong, we're not 100% sure, because WBG always treats all information as just information. But the idea is to have a picture of what we're going to have, whether it be right or wrong. So it's better to have more information than not enough information going into these redemption exchanges. So that's the idea. So
it's basically, it's a structure to have the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. In a sense, then, yes.
So is it located in within one of the sections of the newsletter?
There is a link there to it. Yes. Okay. Number 1A, I believe.
Okay.
There is a link there. I'll also post it. Actually, I'll post it here in a couple of minutes in Telegram. I usually post it once every day or every other day. I'll post it.
Okay. Yeah, I'll look at it. I mean, I've gone through the newsletter, but I haven't gone through all the different. I'm really impressed with the organization of all the different sections. You know, I follow a handful of the people that, you know, have Telegram pages, but nobody has it organized like you guys do, which was what a pleasant surprise. You know, you have all the different categories, so you have it sorted very nicely.
Yeah,
it's a great repository.
Yeah, it is sorted a little bit. I want to break it down some more, but as I alluded to earlier, I haven't had the time, but it's something I do want to do. I want to add probably another couple hundred PDFs and documents and, you know, whatnot, but I'll get them there eventually.
Yeah, excellent.
How about on Signal? I found you guys on Signal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're on Signal as well, because if when it goes dark or, you know, we need to get a hold of each other, that one's still going to be up as it was, a week or so ago when we had that interruption. Signal was still fine. Everything was good. So, you know, I know a lot of our members feel more comfortable if they're able to get a hold of us, because then,
to connect, sort of keep
you
right.
up to date. Yeah, to connect. Yeah. Right. Any time you need to connect is, you know.
So can that 40-page document be put into Signal?
Yes, I'll put it in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Great. Okay.
Yeah. Yep, you're not on Telegram, are you? Roseanne, you're not on Telegram?
I'm starting to filter off. I was, but I'm starting to stay away from it. Okay. I heard Signal was better. The security is better on it. So with everything going on in the world, I rather be on the safe side.
It's just we post recent articles
or information on Telegram. We don't usually do it on Signal.
I do a certain amount of posting on Signal, but not very much. I usually put it in the Telegram. Yeah, it's actually
all
easier.
Right. I'll just find you guys. It's the same name.
Yeah,
it's World Benevolent Group on Telegram. Yep. Same name.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Now there is two of them. There is two. One says WBG Humanitarian, but it's for projects. It's for people. We're trying to find people with a dream that don't have any currency, because we are a group of humanitarians. So other people will, you know, likely are looking for funding. Right. So, and those are the people with my articles that I write that I'm trying to find, because everybody deserves their dreams to come true. Right.
Right.
Yeah. Signal is supposed to be one of the apps that you can use if the internet goes down, to communicate with your family and whomever. If there's no other way to get in touch, Signal is supposed to be one of the few that is going to be up and running.
I don't think that'll happen. If the internet goes down, nothing's going to work. But Signal is one of those ones, and I believe also Telegram is another one that they're. I think that they're going to leave it up. I hope I'm right. For groups like us, so that we can communicate. If not, then we'll just grope along the way the best we can.
here's what I think about the internet going down. There's apparently a new set of satellites up.
Yeah.
The internet will go down for a subset of people on the planet. And I don't think it's going to go down for us. It'll go down for people that do evil. Right. If you think about it, right. If you put up a new set of satellites and you take the control away from the people that controlled the old satellite system.
Right.
And then the new satellite system is not going to be in control. So it's like, you don't have keys to a car. If you get your keys taken away, you can't drive that car. You can't drive that vehicle anymore. So I think there will be a switch over. I think it'll be quick, because the number one thing that the Alliance does not want to do is, I mean, they're going to have their hands full dealing with people that are still in 3D that lose their Facebook connection, all their social media. I think that it makes sense that social media will go to almost like a public utility, right? So I think Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, I think a lot of those people may lose connection for a little bit, but they're not going to lose it permanently. It'll just be somebody that controls. There'll be somebody new in control.
There's the new platform. There's a new social media platform that was developed by Jason Shurka. Have you heard of it? It's called Unified.
No, I have not heard that.
I know who Jason Shurka is, because I've listened to him. Yes.
He's doing it. It's like a $4.99 per month, and it's run by the people, so nobody else can take control of it. And he has it set up almost like Facebook, so there's no learning curve involved. He's merging the best of Facebook and Instagram together. And I believe it just launched, or it's about to launch. I had trouble joining the other day, so I'm going to give it a shot again. But it's called Unified, UNIFYD.
Thank you.
Take a look at it. You can go on YouTube. He mentions it a couple times in his last couple videos. I took a look at the platform. It looks amazing.
How is Shurka spelled?
S-H-U-R-K-A.
Type it in the text box so everyone could see it.
He's another wise soul on this planet.
Yeah.
He's wonderful. Yeah. He's wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, I put that 40-page document in Telegram and also Signal both.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
No problem. Yeah, beautiful. So, what's new, people?
Yeah. Does anyone have any quick questions regarding the currencies or bonds? No, you're good. Process. Okay. Everyone okay with the process?
We're all waiting with bated breath.
Okay.
I know. The waiting.
God. All my life I've been dealing with patience, Val. all my life walking this path, you know, and still they've got.
Yeah, I think, you know, it things came into my awareness in November of last year. And so I can only imagine for people that have been doing this for 10, 15, 20 years or however long when they first heard about, you know, the global currency reset and the reval and all of the people that, you know, provided obstacles to that and then caused it to collapse. Right.
Yeah.
So like my wife and I both like one, oh my God, there's a reason why we became aware of this now when we did. Now, the interesting thing is my son recently left his job of 7 years. He was a physicist for the Department of Energy, and they tried to force him to do something he didn't want to do, so he just said he left. So anyway, so we started talking, and I told him about, you know, what it is, and he acted on it right away. So he's actually living with us now, but he's got some unbelievable plans that he's had forever since he was little. You know, so yeah, I'm ready to start. We're ready to get going, and
it's going to be just, fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's going to be fun.
A lot of fun. Oh. And we just got to remember to breathe through the process, right? After.
Yeah.
We got to breathe right after we do our. That's why I tell people when you walk into the Redemption Center or whatever it is, bank, whatever, and you walk out, you're your 5D galactic self walking out. You're no longer that person that walked in, right? That's the old world we left behind, right? When we come out, we're going forward, right? And walk with your head up high and, you know, strut your stuff because it's our time. It's our time in the light.
Another possible way of being is that we are already that.
Yes, we are. And we are already that. On another dimension, yes, we're already doing our work.
Yes, exactly.
Right? So I can see it already.
I wanted to throw something out really quick about,
Johnny.
If somebody is what I teach my students in the university and so forth, and if you're impatient or you have, boredom, you know, usually they go hand in hand, you're bored and impatient. That's actually a gift because you're on the cusp of a greater spiritual development yourself. Because if you didn't have freedom, you would not have patience or boredom. Just think about it. If you're impatient and you're bored, think how free you really are. You just haven't looked at it that way.
Right.
And you're on the cusp of growing in a new spiritual realm yourself, both mentally, spiritually, and possibly physically. I've learned that.
Johnny, what do you share with people, Johnny?
Well, I'm a laboratory naturopathic doctor, and so I've been doing what I've been doing for over 38 years, and I used to train medical doctors on the laboratory procedure that I do, and now I have the university, I have my show, and then I have my program that I help my patients with. So it's mostly been one-on-one and referrals, and, you know, after the redemption and everything, maybe I'll put that in brick and mortar. But for now, I'm just dealing with people one-on-one, and I don't do any advertising or marketing. Everything is by referral or, you know, word of mouth for what I do. But now things have changed, and, you know, everything's changing, and so I'm changing with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What part of the country are you in?
I'm south of Dallas, about an hour's drive.
Okay. I got a Texas accent in there, huh?
Well, I'm from Florida originally, and when I started the lab in 1982, I came from Florida to Texas, and you know, it's like if you're not from Texas, you know, they let you know right away. But I've dealt with that too, you know. I'm delirious. So, you know, the doctor said I was delirious when I refused the liver transplant in 1992. They said they all said I was going to die, but they were wrong.
Wow.
Just an opinion, right?
I said, well, that's what you think. You say I'm delirious. See, when I refused the transplant and the drug therapy, they said I wasn't thinking right and I'm delirious. So yeah. I walked away, didn't do the transplant or anything, and I've been Johnny Delirious ever since, you know, best-selling author, radio show host, and laboratory naturopathic doctor.
That's funny.
Yep. Yeah.
Excellent.
That's awesome.
Hey, here's a thing for these new members, just so you're aware. When after RV we get started, I'm just going to name off a few companies that we're going to be needing as a group, so we can use individually, we can use these in whole or in part, we can invest in them if you want or not, it does not matter. So these initial purchases are accounting office, architect firm, computers, telecommunication technology, construction, financial funding, human resources or hiring agencies, land purchases, law office, manufacturing, healthcare facilities, new and EG technologies, real estate, retraining for almost everybody now, sales and marketing, software technology, travel, warehouse, et cetera. There's probably a few that I missed.
Yeah. That's so awesome.
Yeah, so all these companies are going to be needed at some point, part or some or not. I don't know. We'll find out as we go along, but they'll be used in various degrees. So put a different way, if after we get going, WBG, and let's say we're going to be in 5 or 6 different continents, and there's going to be a whole bunch of different people all over the place with different projects going. And at the end of the day, we're going to be able to share resources. So if someone needs an expertise that you don't have, you can look within the group and see who's got the expertise that you need. And if not, then you can look outside the group, you know, that type of thing.
Or awesome. Do you have a directory up now?
Not yet.
Are you building a directory?
I'm trying to. Not yet. Yeah, I'm trying to build one, but I've only got about 10 or 15 people in it right now. So I'm trying to get a database to get going together, but I haven't been too successful yet so far.
We will be.
Is it that no people have filled out the questionnaire?
Yeah.
Well, I will comment.
Was there a questionnaire? I'd love to fill one out.
Yeah, there is a questionnaire. It's in the, are you getting the newsletter? Roseanne, are you getting?
I don't think so.
No, okay.
Well, so, what is the newsletter called?
RVGCR.
Yes. I'm getting that one. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Good. So 1A.
I loved 1A. It. I filled out the questionnaire.
Okay. Good.
All right. I'll find it in there.
Yeah. It's pretty easy.
Hey, everyone. I got another thing jumping up here, so I wanted to say thank you again. Look forward to the next meeting, and you guys have a great day.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thanks for dropping in.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. I was just gonna say, Jill. I filled out the questionnaire, but I think with all of the stuff that I'm doing, there's way more that I need to add to your directory.
Yeah.
So once you get it up there, I wouldn't mind just adding to what I have with the
company. Just send us an email, Steve.
So, pardon?
Send us an email.
Okay, I will.
Okay, that'd be a good way to,
I'll have to itemize it all out, right?
Yeah.
And I just remembered while we're on here, Cassandra was talking about the vertical farming technology that I found.
Yep.
And I had said I would get the information. I was delinquent in getting the information. So I sent an email while we were on this to get more information. So I'll have that as well.
Good.
Nice.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome. Sorry, Sandra. It's taken me a while to get this info, but I'll get it.
Yeah.
I'm very patient.
Yes.
I put some in the WBG channel group. I put, there's a whole bunch of links there now. I think there's a couple are for vertical farming, etc. Mm-hmm. We'll give you some ideas as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sandra, did you hear that?
Yes, I did. I'll check that out.
It's on the other channel, right? The humanitarian one.
Okay.
Yeah. Or if you see something that, project related, just drop it in the channel you know, just much like you do here in WBG channel. Mm-hmm. Same idea.
Yeah.
You know, share the wealth.
Yeah, that's what I love. What we don't find, other people find, you know, and then you go, wow, or I was looking for that and all of a sudden somebody else has posted it, you know, it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we encourage people to put stuff on Telegram so everybody can see it.
Fair enough. Okay. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I feel very guilty because for the last 2 days, I haven't been watching the news, so I don't know what's the current events. The only thing that I'm aware of is that the Three Gorge Dam is supposedly down and they're still not reporting it. That's all I know. So if anybody's got more for me, great. Fill me in because
I'll be on
Sunday.
Yeah, I'll post it.
That again?
Go ahead.
Trump said the storm is upon us on Sunday in Iowa.
Good.
On Saturday, yeah, he did.
Who did?
Trump.
When was that? Was that live?
Iowa. Des Moines, Iowa.
Is it Iowa? Yeah.
Yeah, in Iowa, last Saturday.
Did he leave it to the very end or something? Because I didn't bother listening.
I don't remember.
I didn't hear him say it. It was written. I'm just saying is all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd heard too that he had said that this week was going to be huge and that we were going to be changing the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So that's a crash, right? It's got to be the crash because that will change the world financially.
Well, I think
Luna
was it was the RV.
Gorgeous Sarah, yes.
And we're going to do our exchanges. What I was thinking.
That's good. That's good. I hope.
All I know is I took out my business plan and I'm dusting it off. And I realized it is really old. I need to really bring it up to date.
You might have to update it.
Mine too.
Yeah. Hi, Hazel.
Hi, Hazel.
Hey, Hazel.
Hi, Hazel.
Hi, everyone.
Don't you feel like you're in what was that? That
John
Boy.
You know, Walt Hazel.
Hi.
That's awesome. She's in Texas, Johnny.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Hazel and Angelo. Wonderful couple.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Sorry, I'm just having a lunch.
Of course. Yeah. No, we have a lot of beautiful people.
Sandra, I can't remember where you're from.
Washington.
Washington, Alaska, kind of between the two.
Yeah.
And did they get the 20 rescues?
Say that again.
She was talking about a friend down the street was getting.
Yeah, they have them. Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
You're from the state of Washington?
Yes.
Where about?
Graham.
I don't know where is that? What county?
Tacoma.
Tacoma, okay. I'm just curious because my wife is from Mount Lake Terrace.
Oh, okay.
Oklahoma.
Okay. Does anybody have new contributions for today or any questions?
I think it was Wolverine. I'm not sure if it was him, but there was something. It was Monday evening.
Oh yeah, yeah. He posted something saying that his sources. Yeah. He said he was off by one day, and he posted that Tuesday, yesterday, and Monday had already passed. So that, in my mind, that only leaves one other day. That leaves today. So today was supposed to come down today.
Well, that was what he was quoting, Texas Snake.
Yeah,
as having said. Now, what I was talking about was. He said, in a nutshell, they're trying to crash the economy to offer us a solution.
Oh, yeah.
Quote, We, the world government, will make up for your losses by providing you with a universal basic income and cancel all your debt. In return, you must submit to all vaccination, digital passport, contact tracing, and cataloging measures while renouncing private property, unquote. When they present us with this choice, we are, in my opinion, at the precipice. That's and right. I just sent that around to my people mm-hmm. I know and said, this is an event marker for reference.
Yeah.
It's, that's the edge. It's getting mm-hmm. ready to tip.
That's the viewpoint.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're close.
It scares me how close we are. I still can't believe how many stupid people are around me. I'm just that like, are you serious? Do you really think Biden's being the president? Do you really think that? Because I'm confused.
Yeah, but you gotta be careful not to wake up a sleepwalker.
I mean, I went Monday, we took a 2-hour trip, and it was so nice to be with a couple people that were awake, at least awake. The one guy said that he lives in Southern Ohio, because we're from Ohio, Johnny. And he went outside on his porch that night, and he saw military planes flying over, like 10 of them. And so he called his Wright-Patterson Air Force Base friend who's in Ohio. And he said, what did I just see? And the guy goes, what'd they sound like? And, those were C-14s. It's funny how we do that. And the guy goes, yeah, they are moving military to various states. And I said, yeah, that is exactly in line with what I'm hearing, is that they're going to move military to each state just in the event that they need them. They're there.
Or martial law.
Got helicopters right. going over nonstop from the Air Force Army base that's about 20 miles away. Mm-hmm. And they're going 3 and 4 of them at a time. And it used to be just one would go over east of the mountains for a practice run or something. But they're pretty steady now.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
The sound of freedom.
I know. Mm-hmm. When they come low over my house and it's a distinct noise, mm-hmm. I am like, good. I'm happy to hear them.
Bit of a rumble.
Cavalry is here.
Yes.
So I just got an email from Tangwa.
Okay.
He says, greetings, sir. Hope you are doing well. Sir, you promised my, quote, Operation 100 Pupils Back to School, unquote, project. We have been expecting to hear from you. What says now, sir? Waiting to hear from you. And I'm just going to tell him that it was discussed and you are not forgotten. Yep. And we are waiting until after the RV, and we're going to wait until we get application forms and so on, and would request that he fill one out and submit it. Mm-hmm. Something to that effect.
There you go.
Good.
That's my knee jerk.
Yep.
So I'll leave him at that. I'm just, try to be polite. So you're not forgotten. And
well, we tell everybody nothing until after RV.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And some people have to be investigated.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Boots on the ground and eyes and we want to see. I want to see. So if it isn't us, it'll be our somebody that represents us, but there will be somebody that will be going.
Well, no, that's very curious too. So how do you vet people? I mean, I'm dying to help people and I'm fairly naive.
Boots on the ground.
How do you vet people? Yeah.
Well, with me, it's intuition. It's first. Yeah. So that's, it's never wrong. So it's never been wrong. I can be wrong. for sure, but it's never been wrong. And it always plays itself out so that it shows us that, you know, I wasn't wrong. So,
well, thanks, Lucia. I'll just call you. But I'm just thinking about part of the group that we want to put together is someone that's their expertise is figuring out what's what and who's who.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, we'll be spinning our wheels forever.
I know. I don't know why people are not filling out the application form or the questionnaire or whatever that George set up. It's very easy to do. And it really helps all of us because it gives us a much clearer picture of the expertise that we have in this amazing group.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know that there's probably only about 20 or 25 people that are fairly active. By active, I mean that we see on Zoom, but, you know, we're over 400 now. So I'm wondering what the other people are waiting for. So I hope they're listening to this audio after the fact, but we need you. We need every single one of you. And you came and you found us for a reason. So I'm putting another call out to all of them, you know, to fill that questionnaire out because it does give us a really good overview of the expertise that we have. And there are going to be lots of times when we're going to come to you individually and say, oh, by the way, what do you think of, you know, blah, 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 right? Because that's the area that you've got expertise in. And and it helps us formulate what we're going to do next and how we're going to do it, right? And if we need something further, you know, like more expertise or whatever. So
yeah, the way I did it, I when I asked those questions, 30 some odd questions, but I tried to make it as streamlined as I could, but at the same time, not allowing people not to give too much of their own personal information, just maybe a first name, don't need a location, and then just basic information of what you're all about and what you want, you know, that's about it. And a location.
And we'll share whatever you want us to share. So if you don't want certain information shared, then you won't, it won't be. So I don't know how we're going to put the database together. We're still formulating that. But we need to receive more than what we've got right now.
I think right now, maybe 11 or 12, something like that. There's not a lot, but.
Yeah. 12 is like abysmal.
It is what it is, right?
It can change.
People in general are very private, and I understand that. But the same token,
we're not selling information. We're not, or your name, or you know, that's not what we're about. So your information is safe with us. It's only for you know internal use and how we can connect people. You know, so we'll be able to say, Larry, maybe you need to contact Dr. Johnny. You know, because blah, 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 right? And then it's up to you guys what you want to share between you. But so anyway, that's it. That's my two cents today.
That's sort of the idea or the concept behind it. But, or if anyone has any other ideas that they'd like to see happen within WBG, you know, send me an email.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We'll do the best we can to get it out and done.
We try and think of everything, but, you know, I'm sure that there are certain things that, you know, we haven't thought of that, you know, we rely on the rest of you members to, you know, help us.
So. I just talked to my business partner that her and I both did this together, and she is a little, she goes, you are way more positive and, you know, like you like to plan. I'm like, got to have an idea of where you're going. It doesn't mean I know exactly what I'm going to do, but I want to have an idea or a vision of where I'm heading. And she's definitely one of the ones that are like losing faith.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, you know, that's okay. Because I said, well, here's, and it is. And it's like, I mean, the good thing is that we, when we went into this, I said, this is what I want to do. And then she was doing these things and they kind of work together, but they're not necessary to stand this up. So I am good with going here. If she goes, if she wants to, she can add on and do things. And if she doesn't, that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I wanted to say something. In the beginning, I said I was so grateful about so many things today and where we are. One of the things that I'm grateful for is I'm the youngest. I got two older sisters and an older brother. Okay. They've been in 3D. They're going to stay in 3D. And I've been gradually, you know, bit by bit, just little pieces to my brother because he has two young kids, two young boys, and he wants to be there for them. And then when he started, when I think what got him is when he figured out that the meat in McDonald's really is from, you know, babies, because he ate at McDonald's all the time. Okay. And so now he's flipped. So I think he's going to move. I know he's in 4D. So I think he's probably going to move to 5D because when he said to me he what little bit of currency he has, he said, well, maybe you're right. Maybe I just should say, hey, just put it in any other project and I'll sign an NDA and then I'll get my little bit. And then I'm, you know, I think you're right. So when I heard that, you know, there's no greed, no, you know, in other words, he made that jump. He made that jump out of 4D and just little touching into 5D. So I was really happy about that because everybody else in my family, they're going to stay. I mean, they get the flu shots every year. They stay in 3D. So, you know, one family member and his kids, because he told his kids about the McDonald's burgers. I mean, you know, one's 10 years old, one's 8 years old. And they get it, and they know about the vaccines. So I know one of the kids, they're definitely 5D. He's from the Ashtar Command. I know that. And but his wife, she stays in 3D. But I was really grateful to see that because I didn't think all my life that would ever happen. And it, I saw that transformation. I heard it in his voice. So that's a miracle, you know. That's really a miracle.
That's good.
You know, it just takes a little bit of effort at the right time if you follow your inner guidance to get the message out and bit by bit. And I said, look, if I told you about all this in March, you would have never believed me. You didn't believe this and that and that. He said, well, you've educated me a lot, you know. But and then the phone went dead and then he called me back and he's all excited. And he just so
that's good.
That, is a miracle to see that change. So that's one reason I'm grateful. So all of our efforts aren't wasted. This is my main point right now. You may think they're wasted and you get tired and you go, oh, it's another tough day, but just give it to God and you will prevail. And pretty soon you'll see the fruits of your work.
It's so funny because I am like, and nothing could shake my faith as far as this is going. So when I come across all of these people that are negative, I'm just like, oh, it's such a drain. And it's like, you are nothing but mud. And I want to get away from it. My feet are stuck. Go. You know, like you can be in your negative little hole. That's fine. Just go, you know, like I choose to be in my little bright world
just
with possibilities, you know?
Yeah. Just kill them with kindness.
Oh, I try to. And it's, I mean, some of them, it's just like they're stuck in the 3D. They've done it their whole life. And my daughter is pretty, and her son and my daughter, her husband and their daughter are very 5D-ish. I think they're in 4D. And I think the only thing that's holding them back totally is everyday life, you know, because they are that young age of got to do my career, got to get my house, got to get my family, got to, you know, things to do all day. They're in that. So, but the, but as far as they're thinking, nobody's getting a vaccine. And I'm good with that. And they won't.
You're gonna make it, Donnie. You're gonna be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's gonna be fun. It is totally gonna be fun for all of us to be like, okay, let's get busy, you know, just get things done.
Mm-hmm. I think what it's gonna be is liberating. I think that we will never have experienced freedom the way we're going to experience it after RV.
It's bizarre.
We are going to grow exponentially. Like,
right.
Really, because we've been not only tried, did they try to numb us down.
Right.
We've
and they penned us up.
In a capsule. Right. We have been in a capsule. Yes, we got to retain all of our memories and, you know, who and what we are and what we came here. But it was like your hands were tied or an elastic was around you.
I sit there and I think of like,
you, right?
I kind of think of the cannonball at a circus when you finally get shot out.
Yeah.
That's going to be all of us. That's going to be like, that's good. Get out of my way. I got things
to do. I got things. That's so true.
I got things to do. You know?
It'll be like back in the olden days that the Buccaneers, they didn't, besides cannonballs, they had double shot. But the other thing they had was grape shot.
A Tasmanian devil. Exactly.
How did that go?
I tell you, it's going to be fun.
I know. Just waiting to
bust out. Cannot wait. I really hope it's the next couple. I really do, because I really would like to be able to at least start the process of, because it's going to take time to build, right? It's going to take time to implement some of these things. It's going to take time to put the right people in the right places. It's going, you know, like all of that's going to take 6 months at least, probably. So, because it would be nice, though. It would be nice to.
Geo and Luna's dinner in my flying RV, because I read about the flying RV. I said, wow. You know, I'll fly up there and have dinner, fly back and visit the polar bears at the same time.
Right. Right. Wow. Awesome. I'm still wondering if I'm going to be able to get my horses on the hover. You know, like if will they hover? I don't think so. They're more road. They want tires on the road. But
well, that whole Restored Republic report for today had a whole section about flying cars. You know?
I know, and something about airplanes. I heard a blurb of it was
move faster than we got now. Yes.
Yeah.
Watch the YouTube videos. YouTube has a lot of videos on the flying cars.
Yeah,
I want to get hit by a flying car when I go flying in my airplane.
Yeah, there's about exactly. 10 different models of flying cars now.
Already.
Yeah. Oh wow!
And in Germany, yeah.
Yeah,
they're building places for them to, you know, go and land and charge or whatever they got to do.
Yeah,
that's all coming on is the new business model.
Yeah, but if we've got teleporters, what do we need flying cars for?
Exactly.
I mean, I'm not going to invest in one. I'm not. Not if we've got teleporters. So
it'll take a time. For the teleporter to kick in, but yeah,
maybe not. It's been here for over 6 decades.
Well, time will tell.
Just a little plug. I hope you don't mind, but next week on the 19th, I'm appearing on One of my patients, I have a lot of patients in special forces, and Super Soldier Talk, James Rink, he's interviewing me, and I'm doing a special about med beds and replicators and things like that. So he's interviewing.
That's my job.
Yeah, interviewing me next week at 2 o'clock Central Time on the 19th, which is a Tuesday of next week. So Super Soldier Talk, he does reports and of all the people that go and do super, all the super soldiers and their past experiences and how their memory's been wiped, and then they get it back and they tell about their experiences on different bases around the solar system and the moons and so forth. So that's what Super Soldier Talk is about. So he's interviewing me next week.
John, where is that at? On his platform on YouTube?
Yeah, YouTube, it's called Super Soldier Talk, and his name is James Rink, R-I-N-K.
Yep, yeah.
He himself is a super soldier, and he's done work for the secret military in the past, and he's one of my patients, so I have some patients that are super soldiers and special forces.
So what time was 2 it again, Johnny?
2 p.m. Central Standard Time,
which is 3 p.m. Eastern.
And so I'll go over about, the med beds are coming, the holographic med beds, the Tachyon med beds, and also the replicators, because they already have replicators now that there's a place, a company in Austria making those for space travel and so forth. And then, the Tesla technologies and things like that.
Very cool. Don't forget my name, Danielle. Danielle. not that I'm pushing, and not that I'm like trying to get my little blurb in there.
Yeah, push your plug, Danny.
That's right.
Well, my whole purpose is to be a master survivor. So, no matter what happens, I want everybody to survive and nobody has to suffer. So that's where I'm coming from.
That's where I am too. I want to do a building, 3 human med beds in the middle, and a large and a small animal on the sides. All one building, and are the animals from the sides, and are the people from the front. Sign in desk and then go in there. It should be fun. And then it's going to be a rehab center. Trying to paint you guys a picture. That's good. You guys are giving me looks.
No, I just had a funny image go through my mind of a talking horse.
No, he's not going to be talking.
The wires got crossed and the horse came out of the head.
You're way overthinking.
we don't want them to hover. We just want them to run.
Talk to animals, so why not? Maybe there's a way to to work that together.
Honestly, I don't want them to talk. It's that's probably why I love them so much. Right? Just like dogs, they give you the look. They got the eyes going, but they don't really talk.
So, Snake,
people say I'm crazy when I talk to my cat. Well, what am I supposed to do when he asks me a question?
Yeah.
Just look at him.
What do you got, Steve?
Snake's got an update from half an hour ago.
From
he
who?
Says, well, have been hearing almost hourly from the banker since the Reno banks opened this morning. His latest communication was very positive, and he remains hopeful for us yet today.
Who is that?
Texas Snake.
Yeah.
So he was the one, he said last night that
it was looking good.
Looking good for today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
I am so afraid that I am not going to I get so much crappy mail that I am so afraid that they're going to send that email to me and I'm going to delete. I am so afraid. So hopefully it comes back.
Danny, did you forget?
I know,
I'm
and then
you
and Gio are calling me.
Right.
Yes.
So no worries. You'll still get it even if you delete it. We'll send it to you.
I know.
Yeah, don't worry. Have no fear, darling.
blow my phone up.
Well, when we call you, just have to remember to answer it, right?
Exactly. I do have you programmed in, so your name will come up and I'll be like, oh, okay. No,
I did a trial run a few days ago with Sandra and she didn't answer the call, and I was
Sandra, you gotta put her in as a contact.
Well, she had me as a contact.
My phone was in the house and I was outside.
Never again though, right, Sandra? You promise. Right.
I promise I'll keep it with me. Even if I lose it outside, I'll take it with me.
The only time mine is not on me is if I'm on a horse. So
right,
I will course. See it when I come back. I'll right. look down and I'll see it. Missed call.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Otherwise, I'm answering.
Well, I was so excited when the power was going out, right? Well, our disruption with the social media and all that. Yeah, I thought, oh, good, I could do this as a trial run. Get my voice all ready. And then she didn't answer. About trial run.
You asked me to show you my happy dance.
Oh, yes. And Kat, yeah, I did get Kat. Oh my goodness.
So how many people are you going to call, Luna?
As many as I can manage. Why? You want to be called too?
Sure, why not?
Why not?
Well, why don't you just text everybody in a group and say, go to the Zoom meeting now. We're all on.
Yeah. 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 I could do that too.
Yeah. You could say emergency Zoom meeting.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, that would be fine, but I still need the phone number.
I'll post it on Telegram. That's good, Johnny.
Yeah,
you're right. Yeah, go to Zoom. We'll just do it on Telegram, but just in case some people who don't come on, I'll call.
As long as this happens like this week, I'm fine, because I'm supposed to drive somebody to Arizona the first week of November.
Well, we'll just wait.
I'm wondering about taking all my projects.
No, we won't. No, we won't.
Larry, you better hurry up.
You know, Larry, what I'm telling everybody? I'm telling everybody for you to take your currency and your paperwork and all that stuff with you.
Yeah, I would. I was going to take it all. Doesn't take up very much room.
Right? Yeah, that's right. That's right. But you're portable, right? So you can go and do whatever you want.
But don't forget your 9mm. You are your own security.
Yeah, but
what happens with that when you guys travel?
Hotels I'm staying in, they don't allow any carry. If you have a carry permit, they don't allow you to carry your gun inside the hotel. So
really, eh?
You're kidding.
No, there's a lot of hotels in Texas.
Really? Don't.
A lot of hotels.
And that's because of the Las Vegas shooting.
Perhaps, yeah. But I'm going to be staying over in, Johnny knows where I'm going to be staying over in Bernie, the other side of San Antonio. And the hotel said no carry permitted guns. Sorry. Oh, well, I don't have one anyway.
Even if you have a lockbox.
Even if I had a lockbox?
Yeah, because I have a lockbox and I can put it in my trunk.
Oh, we're worried about my dinar and my dong?
Yeah.
Is that what we're worried about?
Yeah. Huh. Well, and you.
Take it, I'll get more.
Yeah.
You feel really protected in Oregon. You get to take the gun in the car and the ammunition has to be in the trunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
That really helps.
Well, we've got 2 miniature schnauzers with us, so.
Yeah, they're ankle biters. They're going to get them. Exactly. Mm-hmm. They won't run away.
Have a good trip.
I planned it. Yeah. Our neighbor here is moving in with her daughter in Phoenix. And she just sold her house.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's nice, Larry.
Well, folks, I got to run.
All right. Steve.
Nice to see you all.
Next time.
Very nice to see you, Steve.
Okay. Bye.
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 I've got to go too. So
okay, Dr. John.
Guys, take care. Thanks for having me.
Nice to meet you.
See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday. Bye.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Good luck.
What's next Tuesday?
His meeting.
Yeah.
He's on YouTube.
Wait a minute. What happened to Saturday Zoom?
No. We'll listen to him. We're just saying that we'll listen to him. I don't think he's going to be able to come on all the time, right? But I wanted him to come on and meet you guys and say hi and introduce himself. So.
What kind of a doctor is he?
He's a naturopathic doctor.
Oh, got you. All right. I must have missed that.
Yeah, he's actually a lab person, but he is a naturopathic. That's the field. And he doesn't do anything in the other.
He's a lab person. I mean, he does blood analysis and hair analysis and all that kind of stuff. Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
Wow.
Well, there's a lot of people that are going to be in need of that kind of advice after the current medical system goes down the toilet.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
What do you think their purpose of getting rid of the military and the doctors and the what their purpose is so that we're just weak and we have to depend on them, the government, with the mandates and everything?
Yep.
I watched a video yesterday, and it was a nurse. No, she was not. Excuse me. She was just coming in to visit somebody, and there was a very large charter bus sitting out of the hospital. And so she walked up to the nurse that was standing there and asked her, "What's going on?" She said, "Well, we're FEMA." She said, "FEMA, what are you here for?" She says, "All the doctors and nurses that won't take the vaccine are being let go. And we don't have to be vaccinated, but we're coming in to take over." And I'm thinking, that is so wrong.
That's wrong. So typical.
Yeah.
So FEMA's going to shut down for the 14th, 15th, and 16th, is it? Is that what it said on Byington's website? FEMA was going to be shut down for the 14th, 15th, and 16th.
Hmm.
And I'm thinking, why would
FEMA do you mean shut down?
I don't know. Let me see if I can pull it up quick. Hmm.
Yeah, I just remember that all this that we're seeing right now in mainstream media and around us, it's all part of the game, the media game, right?
Pantomime.
That's right.
It's not part of the game if that woman has experienced and talked to somebody that it's actually happening.
Right.
It's still part of the game, unfortunately. Some people are still getting hurt, but it is still part of the game. That's part of life. That's part of real scenarios where it sort of wakes people up. Unfortunately, that's collateral damage.
I don't think people are waking up to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're seeing it with their own eyes, and they're making their own judgment based on the what they're seeing. Right. That's sort of like the 2x4.
Isn't she cute?
Head.
Yeah.
This is cute. Mittens.
Wait, camera's this way. Your camera's so cute.
Wow.
She's got six toes.
Special. Very special.
She's a stinker. She's crazy. Even my German Shepherd likes her.
She can pop you upside the head with those paws when you don't speak to her.
I know. We're hoping that extra finger makes her a better mouser. Yeah. She does know how to climb up my leg all the way up me. She just like crawls on me. I'm like, good thing I got jeans on, not shorts. That would hurt.
What's the weather like up in Canada, folks?
Warm,
great temperatures.
A little bit of overcast. It's 70. Probably 70-ish, maybe 65, 70.
70.
Yeah.
70.
Yeah.
Is that what you said, Lois?
Yeah, 70. And windy.
Oh.
Our mountain is completely covered with snow over the last couple of days of rain and the clouds went away. Oh, Mount Rainier is solid snow.
Hi, Roseanne.
Oh, wow.
Hi.
Yeah, we don't want what we want. We do not want any of that this way.
Yeah, no.
You can stay on the mountain.
You can keep it. You can keep it. We don't want it.
Why are you getting snow and Gio and Luna are not?
Because we're smart.
Oh, you pay your tax.
What are you saying about us?
Ouch. Now, they say it rains on the righteous and the unrighteous. So, yeah, you don't have a conversation.
Yeah.
Why does she get snow? What's the difference in the area? Is she higher altitude or higher up?
Mount Rainier's high. The Mount Rainier is a big mountain.
Oh, you're in Washington. That's right. Wow. I want snow. I love snow.
We needed it. We had a super, super dry summer, so we need all the snow we can get to fill the wells back up.
Full of nitrogen.
I'm ready. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm ready for all of the practice runs to stop and for the actual race to begin.
I just want some kind of proof to show people that they can wake up by listening to it or being shown this. Some people look at you like you're freaking crazy.
Yeah.
I made the mistake of telling the door greeter at Walmart 6 months ago, it's gonna happen. And every time I pass him now, he just shakes his head and goes, okay, crazy girl. I'm like, man, my neighbor comes down every now and again and says, well, where are we at today? Is it gonna happen today? I'm like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. And that's what happens to all of us is we tell them things we're expecting to happen and the dates that we were expecting and nothing. And then we do look like crazies.
What's that saying about he who laughs last?
Yep.
Laughs loudest.
He who laughs first, loudest laughs least last.
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't know what you said.
I'm sure we'll get the last laugh.
Are you guys having to fulfill the compulsory vaccinations that come across on Telegram today? Testing will no longer be available. You have to be in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Your pretend premier or whatever he is said you had to have shots by October 5th.
In Canada?
Is that true?
In Canada, yeah.
Yeah, I believe October 13th. Yeah, I heard it was starting in Saskatchewan a couple days ago. But
we know we're at the end, Sandra. We know we're at the end, right?
Are people going to settle for that or are they going to stand
up? No. Because come early November, they're going to start coming to our doors. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's what I posted something on today on Facebook about Trudeau. Mm-hmm. You'll see him and read the article that tells you everything. So, we're at the end. This has got to flip. It's got to flip.
Oh, I hope so. This is ridiculous.
It is absolutely disgusting. That it's
I just sit back and ponder to why we let ourselves get pushed into this corner like we have with our governments. We just kind of went along to get along and it was like, what the heck were we thinking?
Well, there's an answer to that. Actually, I'll post it. It's a thing called the origins of education.
Right.
If you understand the origins of education and what education has done to us over the years, then you'll understand why we are where we are right now and why everyone is so submissive.
Yeah.
I'll post that movie again. It's only 8 minutes long, that clip, but it's really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was a part of that until the point where I had just say, I'm out of here. There's no way I'm going to be a part of this any longer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was scary that, and nobody, you know, and I was in a district with, oh, I think there was 23 or 24 elementary teachers and about that many in the junior high school. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I was out there at the end of the diving board by myself. They just didn't see it. They, you know, you're an alarmist, you know, and it was like, you right. guys don't understand what's happening. Look at your textbooks and look at what we're having to teach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Just, it was scary to me.
I know, to you, but to them, it was their paycheck. Right?
I guess. They just didn't see it. They just no. did not see what was going on.
No because and if they did see it, they would have...
The unions coming in and telling us how to vote and how to think, and it was like, geez, my parents didn't even do that.
Wow.
I just
created Board of Education in Massachusetts, where he began the work that would eventually earn him the title as the father of American public education. After reading through the educational models of different countries, man finally realized that had been developed.
I don't know why it's on. There it stopped. Okay.
Why is it on?
No, I turned it off and then it kept on going. It's off now.
No,
we need a button to mute Geo.
It appears that way.
Yeah,
probably be wise. Yeah, that link I just sent was the origins of education.
Great, yeah.
Thank you.
Did any of you see the video? How deep is the swamp?
No. Yes,
that was funny.
That is kind of funny.
I haven't seen that one.
That
yet.
Was kind of funny. There's a couple of rap ones too. That is F Joe Biden. And it is really a good rap song. I'm not really a big rap fan, but that kid really was talented in writing those rap lyrics. Job, yeah.
I don't remember his words to it, but I got the message and I saw it. Yeah. The rapper.
Yeah.
There's some very talented people out there, eh?
Thank God they're finally coming forward and releasing some songs.
I love their humor. Their
good imagination. You
know, just and their imagination is just amazing.
Oh, I like Trudeau and Blackface. That was cute. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was funny.
that was a true Halloween costume for him, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
At some point in the past.
Perfect timing bringing that up.
Wow.
Castro's son,
yeah.
Yeah.
So. Oh.
Well,
I guess we.
Sounds like everybody's talked out.
Yeah, I was just gonna say goodbye.
Yeah,
I know.
I think it's time to say goodbye.
Yeah, see you later.
Yeah, we have to rest up for tomorrow when we get our phone numbers. So we have
exactly.
To,
oh, might be coming.
Yes. Exactly.
Who knows?
See you all right, guys.
That's great. Thank
good
you.
Good afternoon.
I'll send you a copy of the my reply to Tangwa. I'm gonna say, hang in there, bud.
Yeah, CC him so he can see it. Yeah, and you notice how he hasn't been on too lately, uh-huh. George.
Yeah.
Record, please.
What's that? Oh, recording. Yeah.